presentation, and I put copies of the slides. So if we can go in the order of the copies of the slides and everybody in the congregation, yes? Can see them.
Those that are being baptized today, would you come forward, please?
Call you by name or you?
Come on up. Send somebody out for the kids.
We've asked those that are being baptized to share their name. And when they were started trusting in Christ as their Savior, and why they're being baptized. So some of these might be a minute long, and some might be 10 minutes. We'll see how they talk. But we'll make sure, oh yeah, we're going to get the whole group of young people in so they can see their friends. Come on in, guys. Seth and Zach, come on up.
And Mary,
yes. And Tom. We need Mary. Oh. Adam, oh. Michelle, would you go downstairs and get Mary? She thinks she's in. Oh, there she is. Okay. My daughter. Great. Come on up. All right, we're going to go with Maya first.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Maya. My name is Maya Kuzmanovskaya. This is Mary Kuzmanovskaya. She is my daughter. I work with Martin Hoskin at Inform. Why do I want to get baptized? Well, I've always believed in God, but I didn't know about it. I didn't know until recently. My husband passed away. And I had experience of how that I had experience through that struggle that evil is in this world. But also I had strength to overcome that evil. And I know that my husband now is with the Lord. And I want to continue love and cherish Jesus in our lives to me and Mary. And I guess Mary believes that, do you?
Yeah.
And I believe that this world is much more about love and supporting our friends and families, praying over them, and just be there for them. And I want to continue that way. That's why I want to get baptized, to confirm what do I believe in, just to have the Holy Spirit in me, not to do any mistakes, and every time I need the Lord to be closer to Him through prayers and everything. I just want to say one more thing. I'm really grateful to everybody for all their prayers while my struggle with my husband, especially to Martin. And I'm really grateful to him that he explained, revealed to me everything, and we couldn't do that in Lord's without Lord's help. But I'm really grateful to Martin. Really, I am. Thank you.
This is the verse that I prayed and the Lord gave me for you, Maya. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Psalm 37, verse 6. Mary, I prayed over you as well, and the Lord gave me this verse, John 10:10. I have come that you, Mary, may have life and have it to the full. Amen.
All right. For those who know Williams, we found out his name this week, actually. Lucky. So, up to this point in life, I don't think he's been that lucky, except for the fact that God has brought him to us. And so, Williams, let's hear what God's doing in your life.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Amen. Yes. I don't want to talk about past because I see the power in God. Because when I think about past, God is too much, because there is a difference between God and devil. There is a power between them. But the power in God is more powerful. Amen. I still remember the first day I stepped here. I came to the house of the Lord. I know how I feel. God silent me. I don't know how to explain that. But when I get home, I keep on feeling something. The memory of the music and listening in church start changing me, making me run. I say, wow, there is power in God. Then I start thinking. I say, God, I love you. He said, no, I love you more than I do, more than you do. I said, this is good. For that, when I'm praying, my prayer only, because everybody have choice. I only have choice. I need this, I need that. One day, God told me that is not the way to pray. Just free your heart for me. I will do everything for you. When I keep on freeing my heart to God, I now see the power in God. Anytime I'm coming to this church, I'm so excited. I'm so joyful. Not the sorrow. It takes me from darkness to light because I smoke. I don't know. I'm a gangster. I do a lot of shit. I do many things. But I see the power in God. God, it's very difficult for human to give God heart, but it's very easy God to take it.
Hallelujah.
If you free your mind, if you free your heart. I see how God take me. He take me.
You said it.
Yes, this is what I see. And I thank all of you in church. Make sure with your husband, Matthew, Jeff, Pastor Brian, all of you, the way they encourage me, the way they love me. They love me, they care for me. They kiss me, they hug me, they take me as I am. What about God? I see that the life I was living, because the life was after God created this life, I see that it's very wonderful. When the man can disobey God, he curses us. Then after that, Jesus Christ came from our spirit, he now changed it to our spirit. So why not? I have many reasons to baptize. Because why? I want to give my life to God. I really love this. I want to read this Romans 6 verse 4. I really very interested in that because Matthew still read it. We were there buried with him through baptizing into death, in order that just as a Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Why not? Why not? I want to live a new life. I love you all. All I need prayer. I want all of you to pray for me.
So Williams, this verse is what we've chosen for you, and it's what you are doing already. It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
Yeah.
Simon, all right.
I'm not sure I'm going to be quite as eloquent as that. I probably certainly have a much shorter way of putting it. The reality is that since I started coming to the church, I came to actually believe and feel a difference, and almost without trying to behave differently and to be the kind of man that I wanted to be, which was kind of the point. Also, thanks to Brian, I had some experiences that really had a profound and life-changing effect And somewhere along the line, I learned compassion, which was a surprise to a lot of people, I think. So in reality, I came to believe, and because I believe, I think there could be no other choice. So this is the easiest decision I've ever made.
Simon, this is the verse I chose for you. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, that's you, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Hallelujah.
Jakob is ill at the moment, and he's planning coming straight to the baptism if his strength comes to him. So we will skip Jakob for the moment and hear his testimony up there at the river. All right, Seth.
Well, I accepted Christ when I was 3 years old, and I wanted to be baptized to show that I am
trusting in Jesus. Yeah. If you want to share more later, we'll have to. Have a problem. And your father chose this verse for you. He actually chose Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. And the verse that we're going to share actually for you right now is, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, Seth." There you go.
Getting baptized to show the world that I chose Jesus, and as it says in Matthew 22:37, to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
So my son, I share with you a verse that actually was where your name comes from, 2 Kings 23:25. Neither before nor after Josiah was there a king like him who turned to the Lord as he did, with all of his heart, with all of his soul, and with all of his strength, in accordance with the law of Moses. My son, be that kind of man.
I'm getting baptized because I want to show the world that I'm a Christian, and that that I believe in him. And one of my favorite verses is John 2:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
So my son Zach, let me share with you this verse out of Matthew 6, which I chose for you. And it's in a section that's talking about birds and flowers and all these things that you love to draw and think about in exact details. But this verse says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." Focus your talents on our Savior, my son. I would like to pray now for these baptismal candidates. And then we will have a few more songs and be able to head up and actually baptize them. Our Father God, we come this morning and we listen to these testimonies, the faith and the belief being expressed. For we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that you raised him from the dead, we are saved. And so we recognize that these people here this morning are taking this step in faith to be believing and to live for you. So pray for Zach and for Seth, for Josiah and Williams, for Mayan, for Mary, and for Simon. Lord, may they walk holy before you in their life as they go forward from here. Lord, as they sin, help them quickly to turn back to you. As they live holy lives for you, may they point people to you and to your kingdom, the living God. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much. May you return to your seats, and we'll see you shortly at the river. please stand. We have another song to sing.